Roku has some new players, plus new wireless speakers that connect to their TV. What's going on? I'm Rich DeMiro. This is Rich on Tech. With me is Lloyd Clark, Director of Product Management here at Roku. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about streaming in general. I feel like every single day I hear the term streaming or cord cutting. And you guys were doing this a long time ago, by the way.
We have been doing this for a few years. We're one of the pioneers, and we make it easy to stream to your television. And if you haven't streamed yet, you will.
And so streaming has obviously gotten a lot easier because people are aware of it. Internet has gotten faster. A lot of companies have come on board with their apps. So do you find that people are still learning about this?
Oh, absolutely. There's people who have not yet streamed to their television, which is why we offer a selection of products. We have a product that is available that has a full Roku operating system on it, but sells for only $29.99. And it's a great way to get started into streaming.
And what makes Roku different in your mind versus, you know, these other Fire TV, Apple TV, Chromecast out there?
Oh, there's a number of things, Rich. First and foremost, it's an entire company that wakes up every morning thinking about streaming. We built a lot of our products on three core ideas. One is, let's get a bunch of content and a lot of good content available. Let's make it affordable for everyone, so which is why we have prices as low as $29. And let's make it easy to get to the show that you want to get to.
So with that in mind, one of the things I've always thought of when it comes to Roku is, A, you're kind of like Switzerland. You pretty much have like every streaming app represented for the most part. And for the second thing is, I always think of the universal search that you guys were doing long before a lot of other folks. So tell me about that universal search and what's kind of new with that, with the free.
Absolutely. Search was added to our platform a number of years ago with the idea that we want to help someone to get to the show that they want to get to. It's now extended to hundreds of channels. You can search across many, many of our channels on our platform. And we just recently added the ability to search for free. So if you want to watch something, let's say a comedy movie, you can say search for free comedy movies. It'll come back with search results, and you can watch it on a number of different places.
Now, that's with voice search, right? So I can say search for free comedies, right? Or free kids movies, whatever. Can I do that with my type-in search? Like, can I type comedies and then free?
It's probably simpler with your voice. We do find search, though, using text. There's only two or three characters that you need, and you usually get to the piece of entertainment that you want to. So I know that just today I was looking for Samuel Jackson. So if I type in S-A, and by the time I get to M, Samuel's at the top of my list. And I saw he had 87 movies available on Roku. It's fantastic.
And also you're organizing things when you search by kind of like popularity too. Like you're kind of using some secret sauce in the background, right?
Oh, there's no secret. It's by popularity based on what people are searching for. And then where it plays back is entirely based on price. So let's say you want to watch a movie. That movie might be available on 3, 4, 5, 6 different channels, and we'll list them in order and based on price.
Okay, very cool. And tell me about you have featured free and you've got the Roku channel. What's the difference between those two?
The Roku channel was added to Roku about a year ago, and it's a channel on your home screen, and it gives you quick access to free content, whether it's movies or TV shows. It's a great place to find something to watch at night. It is now so popular. It's about the top five, I think, on our platform for who's using that. Another one that you just mentioned, Featured Free, was just added about a month ago, and this is straight from your home menu on Roku. You can slide into that, and what you get there is free content from networks. These are the crown jewels of what's available playing today, in season, available on Roku.
So a lot of times I've noticed with, like, let's say I have like an ABC app, right? Some of that stuff on that app is paywalled. You have to have a subscription to ABC or whatever, and some of it is free.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't realize is that exactly what you said at the end, that some of it is absolutely free. And that's why we work with these companies to bring it forward so that consumers can get to it right away.
And again, just to be clear, I mean, this is ad supported in many cases. So you might be seeing ads while you're watching a lot of this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And what we find is that consumers don't mind the ad as long as they don't have to pay for it.
So free is pretty important.
Free is a big driver of what Roku does.
Okay. Let's talk about some of the other things that you showed me today. Spotify is coming back to Roku, and tell me about that.
Yeah, we have a number of different ways to listen to music on Roku. Amazon Music was added a few months ago. Pandora Premium is coming to Roku. That is exciting. And we're also excited to welcome back Spotify. They were off the platform for a few months working on a user interface, but they're back on now.
Okay. And now let's talk about the new speakers, because you've got these wireless speakers, which makes getting good sound off your Roku TV nice and easily. Now, I say Roku TV because I don't want to get people so excited that they think if they have a Roku, they can just get like this surround crazy awesome sound from you guys. So they do work with your TVs, your TCL branded Roku TV or any Roku TV.
Any Roku TV that has been sold from one of our manufacturer partners works with these new set of speakers. And I'm glad you pointed out it is a Roku TV speaker, not for the players. And it's because we want to give a good sound experience for everything that you're playing on the television, whether you've connected something else, whether you're watching maybe something on the tuner, everything that plays in that television will come through these speakers.
So that's why you can't just necessarily do it on the Roku. Although maybe if people are accepting of that, we might in the future.
Well, if you get a lot of
that.
People send comments to you, we'll take a look at it.
Let them know at Roku that you want the speakers for every Roku box, not just the TVs. But they do sound great. You played some demos for me, and there's so many games we play with the sound on our TV. You gotta raise the volume, you gotta lower the volume. Sometimes you're talking, you can't hear it, you put it really loud, and then you have an action scene that's too crazy. So this kind of, you have little tools that will help you level that out as well.
We do, and it's that was my life before these speakers. So always riding that volume button. So if I'm watching at night and I don't want to wake up the kids, I have to turn down the volume, and then I can't hear the dialogue and I got to turn up the volume. Or even switching between pieces of entertainment, like a commercial comes on, usually those are mastered at a higher volume level. So you're constantly riding that volume button. Well, with our speakers connected to the Roku television, there's a lot of horsepower that we have in there between the two different products. And because we run the software together on both of them, we can do things like volume leveling, which smooths out the volume between your content. We can also do things like night mode, which brings down those explosions and enhances the dialogue. And there's a separate setting specifically for speech clarity. This is actually the setting for me because I have a hard time understanding a lot of what the actors are saying. And when I turn that on, it really focuses on the frequencies specifically for dialogue, enhances the dialogue so I can understand what they're saying.
That's very important because I know you're saying it's for you, but that happens in almost every movie. Where if you're watching in a movie theater, sure, you hear everything because it's the loudest possible sound in the world. But if you're at home, you're a normal person that's not blasting your TV in front of everyone. So it is tough to hear these actors sometimes, and I'm glad you guys did that feature. Now, also with these, by the way, the speakers connect to your TV just by plugging them in. So it's a two-pack for what, $200?
For $200, it gets you the two speakers. Also included is a new remote for your television. And then there's a brand new remote that we've included called the Roku Touch. And this remote is really meant to be used away from your television somewhere. So maybe it's in your kitchen or your desk, maybe the entryway, and it gives you quick control, probably used mostly for music. If you want to start a podcast or if you want to start a piece of music, it's a great way to control from a distance.
So it looks like a hockey puck kind of thing. It's got your basic controls on it for, you know, playing things. And the main thing about this is any voice command that you can do on your TV, or mm-hmm. is this use separate voice commands?
It's the same operating system here. And so when you press that mic button, it gives you the same control that you would have from when you're sitting on your couch, but you can use it from anywhere that you can hear your speakers from.
You've got a mic button, you've got volume up and down, you've got play, pause, forward, back, and then you've got these two preset buttons.
Oh, they're great, and we use them a lot as we've been testing out the product at home. It's like a radio preset button. You press and hold it. It will save the last command that you gave to the television. For example, let's say I want to play jazz on Pandora. Press and hold that number one, and it saves it for later use. When I come back later on the day, I want to get access to that. I just press that button, and I get to my music.
Interesting. So the way I could describe this is kind of like, it's almost like Roku's answer to a Google Mini or a almost like a smart speaker, but just for your Roku. So it has some functionality that's built in, but it sits somewhere outside of your TV. And speaking of Google, you guys are also doing some integration with them now too.
We are. We're excited to open up the platform for compatibility to those devices that have Google Assistant built in. So if you've got a Google Home or a Google Mini, or another Google product that has Google Assistant in it, you can control your Roku player or your Roku television through a voice on that product.
And so what will I be able to do with that integration?
Everything you can do with a Roku today, the same examples that we just gave with the Roku Touch, except it'd be hands-free through the Google Assistant.
Okay, so sort of the same things that you would command for the TV or the Roku player, but using the Google kind of interface and the hot word too?
And what you said before, you know, Roku really is a Switzerland of streaming. So we open up our platform to multiple different kinds of content and now open up our platform to multiple different kinds of devices.
Okay. And tell me about the new devices you've got. So two lower priced 4K, these are the kind of your least expensive 4K yet.
It is. So with the launch of the new Roku Premier and the Roku Premier Plus, these are the lowest price 4K players that we've launched ever to date. And it's really building on the trend of 4K in the home. There's a lot of 4K TVs being sold. A lot of them, of course, are going to be Roku TVs, but some of them aren't. This is why our streaming players business exists. That's why it still keeps on growing. And these two new products, starting at $39.99 for the Roku Premier and then $49.99 for the Roku Premier Plus, are a great add to any television.
Okay, and let's just go through the differences. So the Premier, you get basically your standard kind of 4K streaming player.
Yep.
What does the Plus add on top of that?
The Plus is really a difference in the remote. So both the players are exactly the same. They'll work with regular high-def televisions or work with 4K televisions, whatever television you have. The difference on the remote is the Premier Plus offers the ability to use voice, so it's got a voice button on there. It also will control your TV's power and volumes. No matter what TV you have got it connected to, we'll be able to get rid of one of your remotes as you're watching Roku.
So you have a volume on the remote.
We do.
Actually, and power.
Yeah.
To me, that's worth the $10, but it's an exclusive to Walmart, right?
That's right.
So my advice, if you're going to get one of these two, you got to go with the one that's $10 more. Find a Walmart, because just having that one less remote in your house is so much easier. And the voice command, too. I mean, now everything's done with voice. So I like the fact that you're offering them, too. And the $39.99 is a nice price point, but go with the extra $10 and get the one with all the features that you can for that price. And you also mentioned something that I thought was interesting about the kind of, you guys live in this world of every day you wake up at Roku trying to make streaming TV better. And people always ask me, you know, should I get a smart TV? I always say no, with the exception of something like a Roku smart TV, because the software in there is updated and it's made nice, right? Other manufacturers, you're getting kind of random stuff. So anyway, my point is to you guys listening is I always say get a box and add it to your TV, or go with a TV that has smart software that is from a company like Roku.
It's a problem that's existed with quote so-called smart TVs up until now, that they create a wireless updatable product, but they don't update it.
Right.
And this is something that Roku's done from the very, very beginning. Every one of our products gets updates on a consistent basis, including our televisions. They run the same operating system as our players. And when we roll out a feature, we roll it out everywhere. The Roku TV wireless speakers work with every one of our televisions. This is something that we think is really important. I'm glad you're pointing it out.
Okay, good. So you're on board with me, but I agree, because it's like you're a company that your entire goal is to make streaming better every day, which means the apps, all the apps I'm looking at the screen, the Netflix, the Pandora, the iHearts, the Hulus, they're updating those. Whereas if you buy a smart TV from one of these manufacturers that could be a big name, yes, there's a Netflix app on there, but you might not get it updated as often as you'd like. And I'm a tech person. I want my stuff. I love app updates. That's like one of my favorite things on my phone, my TV, anything. I love app updates because that means I'm getting new features and things are getting better. So is there anything I missed that that I failed to mention to you?
You know, I'm glad you're pointing out the agnostic view of Roku is that we just want you to watch a little bit more television. We don't really play favorites of where you watch it. So that's why we order things in price. And we play well with others. We just want you to watch a stream a little bit more.
Okay. And one more feature I forgot to mention I do like is the private listening, which means you can plug some headphones into your remote control. And that's a big deal, because when you have your first kid, you realize just how important it is to watch TV in silence because you don't want to wake them up.
It's fantastic. So on the Roku Ultra, we are including now some premium headphones from JBL. It's a great value. They're valued at $39. We're putting that together with the Roku Ultra at its consistent price of $99. But for those people who don't have that remote with the headphone jack, this is fantastic. Through our mobile app, you can do private listening through the mobile app on any one of our players.
Oh, wow. That's huge. So you just plug a pair of headphones into your phone, listen through the app.
And if both you and your wife want to listen at the same time, you can both open up the same app and both listen at the same time.
Wow, that's great. Okay, and give me some times on these things. So when do the speakers come out?
Speakers are available for pre-order now. They're going to start shipping in November.
Okay.
The players will start taking pre-orders at the end of September. They're going to get to stores in October.
Okay, and Spotify?
Spotify is coming, I think it's somewhere in October. It takes a while for that to roll out to all the different platforms.
Okay, so Spotify, October. All right, thank you so much. Lloyd Clark, Director of Product Management here at Roku, thanks so much for joining me. And if you like the podcast, do me a favor and take a screenshot of you listening and share it with your friends on social media. I'm Rich DeMuro. You can find links to everything I talk about here in the show notes or on my website, richontech.tv. I'll talk to you real soon.